cup of coffee today. Is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice. And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
And I am Jeff Smith, and this is Rogue Talk for June 9th, 2017. And I'm happy you could join us today. Got another great show for you. And just for some reason, I'm in a great mood today. So we're gonna put the rants aside today. Now you're not gonna get any of those. And we're gonna talk Rooster Crow today. I've got a couple of great guests coming in, and we're gonna talk all about Rooster Crow. I've got Brian Dorsey from Edward Jones, and he's the current president of the Rogue River Chamber of Commerce. And then the next president, the incoming president, who will take over at the end of the year, will also be coming in, and that is Ryan Hess. So we're going to talk to both of those gentlemen all about Rooster Crow Weekend, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks. So we'll get to that in just a bit. Couple of announcements or things I wanted to cover here. The Weimer Beautification Group has their next cleanup tomorrow. That will be from 8 a.m. until noon. And that's a new time. They're starting earlier because the weather's getting hotter. They want to beat the heat a little bit. So that will start at 8 a.m. They'll go till noon. Any of you that volunteer for that, you can... if you're one of the drivers, you may work a little longer because you're, you know, got to take your stuff to the dump for them. But otherwise, everyone will get done around noon. And of course, probably some people that might want to be a part of that won't be able to do it tomorrow, because another thing coming up tomorrow will be graduation at Rogue River High School. And a little change with graduation also this year. And they will be moving indoors this year, not because they wanted to, but because the weather is not looking too good. And so they're going to move indoors to James Martin Court. And that ceremony, I believe, starts at 10 a.m. Let me just double check that here for you. Putting my use of technology to the test here. Yes, 10 a.m., and that will be at James Martin Court, and that's due to the weather tomorrow. Normally, it would be out at on the Field of Dreams there, but no such luck this year. And so we want to salute all of the graduates this year, the class of 2017, for making it to the end. I know how much hard work it takes to get there, and you've finally made it. In fact, they had their grad walk today, and they went through the other schools and got cheered on by all the little ones at the elementary school. I assume at both campuses. I think they made it through all the way through both of the other campuses. So just a fun couple of days, or a fun week, you know, for the seniors to celebrate their accomplishment. And that will come to its fruition tomorrow with the graduation ceremony. And also, I wanted to not only congratulate all the graduating seniors, but also the valedictorian and salutatorian, and I always have trouble with that word. We have co-valedictorians. Both of these young men have been on Rogue Talk, so we're happy that we keep a high level of guests on this show, and that would be Michael Howard and Zane Borgia. So we want to salute them. Great job. And Ben Love is the salutatorian. I knew I was going to struggle with that. Salutatorian. And so, and unfortunately, haven't had Ben on the show. We'll have to maybe change that. I did get to meet Ben when he volunteered for the crab dinner at the Miss Rogue River pageant. And really neat kid, very deserving of being the salutatorian. So we want to salute all them. And a little extra shout out to Michael Howard. They had the sweet rewards the other night, and he took home seven different checks for seven different scholarships that he earned, the most of any of the seniors this year. So again, great job, Michael. And he was the president of the FFA this year and made a point to become a part of this program. And I really appreciate that. We had a good time with two different shows with the FFA, and you know, it's a great program, and a big part of that has been Michael Howard. So big salute to all of the graduating seniors, and we're really proud of you here at Rogue Talk, and we're happy that some of you have been a part of our show here over the last year. So if you can make it out to the graduation, seating's going to be somewhat limited because they're indoors, and the reserved seats have already been given out to the seniors and to their families. There was a little bit of controversy about that earlier in the week, but that's all gotten ironed out. And so seating may be limited, and so you're going to want to get there early if you don't have a reserve seat already. So those are the two things going on locally that I wanted to get to. And one more thing in the news, and I don't have too much information to share about this, but the high school did hire their new assistant principal. And going into next year, they've separated the assistant principal and the athletic director positions. And I believe that J.J. Moses will become the new athletic director, and so he'll be working half-time as a physical education teacher, which he's done for the last several years, and the other half of his time as an athletic director. So instead of splitting the assistant principal job in half, they're gonna split one of the PE teacher's duties in half. But I think they have the staffing to make that work, and we'll see how that goes. You know, JJ's acted as kind of an acting athletic director throughout his time at the high school, because he's often been asked to be the on-site representative for different events. So he's got a lot of experience with that part of it. You know, now he's going to have to learn the scheduling and how all that works, but JJ will do a good job. So, and the new vice or assistant principal, I do not know, and we'll hopefully maybe as we get close to the new school year, we'll try and get him on the show, as we did with Tom Grimes and with Jamie Wright. And his name is Chris Carmenke, and so we'll try and get to know him a little better later in the summer. But that was news coming out of the school. And that's about all I'm going to have for you in this first segment. I want to save plenty of time for Brian and Ryan so we can talk Rooster Crow. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to Rogue River, Gold Hill, Weimer, and beyond. 94.3, The Bridge.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with the Stanley Cup Finals. The Pittsburgh Penguins take a 3-2 lead as they try to become the NHL's first repeat champion since the Red Wings did it back in 1998. Matt Murray turned back 24 shots last night. The Penguins scored three times in each of the first two periods for a 6-0 rout of the visiting Nashville Predators. Penguins left wing Chris Kunitz.
We came out hard. We did everything that, you know, we wanted to, and put pucks into areas, and we pressured their D. We found a way to put pucks on net early and get goals. And we know that it's going to be a tough game in game six in their building.
The offensive uprising came after the Pens were held to just 2 goals while dropping the previous 2 games in Nashville. Pittsburgh struck early in each of the first 2 periods. Nick Schultz opened the scoring with a power play goal just 91 seconds after the opening faceoff. Connor Sheary tallied at 119 into the second period. This is SRN Sports. Checking your baseball scores from yesterday in the American League, it was the Angels over Detroit 11-4, Yankees 9, Boston 1, Tampa Bay beat the White Sox 7-5, Houston 6, Kansas City 1, it was Minnesota over Seattle 2-1. In the National League, Reds 5, Cardinals 2, the Giants beat Milwaukee 9-5 in 10 innings, Arizona 15, San Diego 3, Miami beat Pittsburgh by a 7-1 score, it was Atlanta over Philadelphia 3-1, Colorado 4, Cubs 1, and in interleague play, the Nationals beat the Orioles 6-1. NBA news, everybody's loving the finals. Game 3 drew 20.5 million viewers on ABC. That's an increase of 22% from last season. The Nielsen Company says Golden State's 118-113 victory over Cleveland, closest game of the series, most watched Game 3 ever on ABC. The overall ratings for the series, the highest since 1998 when Michael Jordan won his last championship. This is SRN Sports.
Hello, Kubo. What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And now joining me in the studio, the current chamber president and the incoming chamber president. So the current president is Mr. Brian Dorsey from Edward Jones, and the new president that'll take over, I believe, at the start of the year, but we'll get into that, is Ryan Hess, and he's from Brookdale Senior Living. Gentlemen, welcome to Rogue Talk.
Good morning, Jeff. Nice to be here with you.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you in studio. And so what we wanted to talk about today, of course, is the upcoming Rooster Crow. And so, you know, most of us that have lived here for some time, we know what that means. But we've got, of course, every year there's a theme. And then every year there's, you know, a few changes here and there to try and make things better. But there's also some things going on in the background that people might want to know about that's going to affect future Rooster Crows. So we'll get into all of that. So actually, let's go right to that part first and get that out of the way. We're forming now a new Rooster Crow committee. So, Brian, why don't you tell me what that's about?
Well, I'll give you a little bit of kind of intro, and then I'll turn it over to Ryan. We kind of started taking a look the last couple of years at the Rooster Crow and how the event was working from the inside. And, it's a three-part kind of operation. We've got the chamber obviously involved. We've got Kiwanis, and we've got the city. And so we began as a chamber just kind of looking and saying, well, you know, are we being effective? How is it working? What can we do better? What changes might we need to do? Because this is, I think we're on year 64 now. I don't remember if it's 64 or 65. Do you remember, Ryan?
I think it's 64.
64. And, you know, as everything else, you know, you've got to, thanks for the save on that, Ryan.
You've got to, even if we're all wrong, we're going to go with 64.
Yeah. So, you know, like everything else, you've got to reevaluate and relook at times and say, well, what's working, what's not? What do we need to change to keep up with the times? And so the thought was, let's try and take it to a new level, and let's form a separate Rooster Crow committee that would still be, utilizing the chamber and Kiwanis and the city, obviously, but having a separate organization that could run a little bit more efficiently a little bit more focused and hopefully gain some support from folks and organizations outside of the chamber and Kiwanis. So that's a little background on what we're doing with the new chamber organization. And our representative in the chamber is Ryan here. He's the one who's been a part of the development of that new Rooster Crow committee. So I'll turn it over to you, Ryan, and give a little brief on that.
Yeah, well, we just started this about 3 months ago, and we're excited about it. We're hoping that we can get more people within the city and different organizations to help us out. That's our intent. We've been doing this for a couple of months now, and primarily it's just been the city and a city councilor, and then myself and another member of the Kiwanis, myself representing the chamber, and then Kiwanis. Art is representing Kiwanis. And what our thoughts are is we'd like to get more city involvement. So we have been pursuing different avenues. So if there are organizations out there within the city that would like to get involved, we would love to add more people. But, you know, it's just this is a running start for us. We realize this year, you know, we've got a lot that's already going on. But what we're putting the committee for primarily is going forward. So next year that we're very prepared for the event and that we do have a lot of city and just community involvement within it. So if anyone's looking to get involved, they can contact myself or they can contact Shelley Spencer, who's a city councilor.
Yeah, that seems like a great idea. And I could see where you could get some of the other venues that are involved with input into this too, like maybe a representative from the Grange or a representative from the museum.
Exactly.
So that you're getting the input from all of the venues so that everything kind of ties together a lot better.
Yeah, you bet. Well, without naming too many names, yes, that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to look for all these different community organizations to find a representative who might want to come and be involved and be a part of the decision making so that we put together the Rooster Crow that we're all looking forward to.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, I don't know how much involvement with our station even being that, you know, we're all volunteers here, but, you know, for the second year we're going to be doing the parade live on the radio, which doesn't necessarily translate, but it's a fun time for us, and there are some older people in the community that probably can't make it out to the parade and they might enjoy that. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of gotten a little more involvement in it in the last couple of years, so I could see where, you know, we could, you know, work with that aspect too. So it's I definitely see the benefit of kind of tying all the different parts of the community together, you know, so to make it as great of an event as we can.
Yeah, just another kind of input too, and I don't think I'm stepping over here because I haven't been to one of the new committee meetings, but you had mentioned opening up to other organizations to come in, but it's also just normal folks, regular citizens, right, can also come in.
Absolutely.
It's not just business organizations. That's one of the reasons we wanted to kind of get it out of the chamber, because we didn't want people to think, well, if I'm not involved in a chamber, I can't really be involved in Rooster Crow. So regular private citizens, right, Ryan, if they've got the heart for it, come on
they
in.
Can. And we've had
help,
a
right?
few that have come to our meetings, and we would love that. Anyone who would like to get involved, we will take them. So if you're enthusiastic and you want to see the Rooster Crow run the right way, come on and get involved. We look forward to having you.
Yeah, and so I think that's great. And I actually didn't know about this before we scheduled this interview today, but I think that may be the most important thing we're talking about today is that, mm-hmm. you know, getting more people involved so that, because I think that makes it feel like more, even more of a community event than it already is, which it's a great community event, mm-hmm. but if you can tie in the businesses, you can tie in just the general public, you can tie in, you know, even the outside sponsors, because some of the sponsors sometimes are businesses outside of Rogue River just because correct. They have a connection to Rogue River. They want to mm-hmm. be involved. And then, of course, like I said, the venues that we use for the different, you know, the different events. So, yeah, I think this is a great thing. I look forward to seeing that kind of form over the next year and become, you know, make the whole thing even better than it was.
Yeah, the event's going to get started Friday night, so there will be activity going on Friday night. There's going to be the community center dinner. There's going to be music played there, and then throughout the whole weekend, we've got church in the park, and we've got the kids coops. We have events that'll be there for everybody from any age. So we look forward to everybody. So whether you're involved with Rogue River or you're from the outside wanting to come in, it's going to be a great event, and we're looking forward to it this year.
Yeah, so let's get into what this year's Rooster Crow is going to be. First of all, what's this year's theme?
Well, that's a great question. We appreciate you asking. We have a great theme this year. A lot of people don't know it, but last year, I guess early in 2017, we were voted the number one redneck city in Oregon. And to say we're proud is an extreme understatement.
Now, wait a minute. I read an article in last week's paper that may have taken some reservations against that, but I think it's all in good fun. Well, truthfully, I believe it was Brian Mortensen's article, and he wasn't questioning it as much as he was saying maybe some in the community might question that, but it was all in good fun, of course. And so I think that's a great theme to pick.
Right. Yeah. Well, a part of the reason why that theme was picked is because of the Rooster Crow event. Mm-hmm. So that was a big part of why
that really helped.
Your town is known for not only a rooster crowing competition, but a human rooster crowing competition.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to escape. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So the theme obviously is redneck rooster crow. Let's get back on track here, right? Redneck rooster crow, because we're the number one redneck city in Oregon. I'm very proud of that. And I know some of our residents might not be, but, you know, I think it's wonderful. So we voted, and, you know, again, the Rooster Crow. Every year we come up with a different theme. We say, okay, what are we going to do? How much fun can we have on this thing? And we just couldn't pass it up. So Redneck Rooster Crow, that's who we are this year, and we're just going to capitalize on it as much as we can.
Well, Jeff, you said it the right way. It's all in good fun. I don't think it was meant to, you know, as an insult to anybody or our community. It's just in good fun, and we're going to have fun with it. And if you're in Rogue River, take a look, because business fronts should be displaying the posters. I think this week, I think.
Yeah, we got those just a couple of days ago. I started handing them out.
Look out for those.
The city has some. If you're a business and you don't have one and you want one, or if you're a private citizen, say, hey, I got, you know, the best place in, you know, Rogue River to hang this poster, stop by City Hall. There are some posters there you can grab and take them. So car show posters as well. We got the car show Sunday. We didn't really mention the car show. So we've got two separate posters, car show and Rooster Crow. We've got some great artwork. Have you seen them yet, Jeff?
I have not. I'll probably see one Wednesday for the... Got another meeting for the car show, and actually the first one I've been able to get to this year, but I'm looking forward to it.
You're going to be announcing car show again.
Yeah,
right?
And we'll get into that here in a second. But I think it's a great choice of themes. I think it's a lot of fun, and it brings some attention, you know, whether it's a little controversial or not. You know, a little controversy goes a long way in publicity, so
absolutely,
we might as well take advantage of that. I think that's a great choice. So as you mentioned, you already mentioned, Ryan, the dinner is Friday night. And, of course, the mayor will be there, and she has some sort of proclamation she makes.
She pardons
the roosters. Yeah, I'm not officially certain what that means. I don't know if it's off limits for the weekend to fry up any roosters.
So there's no dinner Saturday night after the crowing competition.
But we do have a great dinner Friday night. I believe we're going to have roast rooster Friday night. And, Sue and the crew over at Community Center. Puts on a great spread, and Ryan's always over there serving dinner. I manage to make it over there sometimes, and we have a good time. So it starts at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock at the community center. Uh-huh. Is it appropriate to eat chicken at a Rooster Crow dinner? I'm not sure. I'd have to check the rule book on
it
that.
It is absolutely. Yeah, when you're redneck, you do it.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
You don't worry about it.
You know, they always tell you that if you have animals, you're gonna raised to eat. Mm-hmm. You don't give them a name.
Don't name them.
but But you know what? I've had the FFA kids on the show a couple of times this past school year, and I know at least two of the girls that have named their. Yeah, we'll see how that goes when it comes time for fair time. But but yeah, we like to buck traditions around here in Rogue River. So
we might on Friday night we might be serving up last year's champion.
You never know.
Yeah, we don't know if we can verify that, but we probably don't want to.
Yeah, that's definitely off the record right there.
There you go. Yeah. So then Saturday, of course, is the parade in the morning. Is there anything we need to know about this year's parade? Any changes or new aspects to that?
We're changing the judging. Yeah, the judging.
Protocol.
That's right. So the judging is going to happen, I believe, beforehand. And so when someone finishes the parade, I think they will know then what they have won. So that's something that we're going to do. That's a little bit new.
Right. So just to expand on that, so the judging is going to happen in the parking lot during lineup. Okay, and then the winners will be announced as they're crossing right in front of us. Okay, because we have Leaf who's going to be doing the announcing for the parade, as always, Leif Birdsall.
Yep.
And so he'll announce the winner when they come, and then they'll be handed the trophy right there. Right there on Main Street, so they'll literally finish the parade with their trophy. So that's and there are a couple reasons. That's to speed things up a little bit. Normally, we would hand out the trophies at the Rooster Crow event later on in the afternoon. But a lot of folks don't stick around. Sometimes it's a little too hot. They've been out all day, so they don't stick around. So it's kind of tough to get their trophies out to them a lot of times. And we thought it'd be a lot more fun just to hand it to them right then as they're crossing. Everybody can cheer and kind of have a little bit of fun with it. So that is one of the major changes we're going to have. What else have we got we're doing differently, Ryan? Do you think of anything?
I can't think of anything else that's going to be much different from what we've done in past years.
Yeah. Not much is changing. We're like we said, the new Crow Committee is really putting a lot of effort and a lot of thought into what next year is going to be. I don't know how much different it's going to be. Hopefully some improvements. Not that anything's wrong now. It's not that it's bad or it's not working. You know, we just have to continue, I think, as everything else, to make it better, make it more fun, more active, to keep on going throughout the year. So.
Yeah, and a side note, at least from my perspective here now that we've been covering the parade here on 94.3, is having that list of winners ahead of time is going to help us too, because now as they come across, instead of just describing what the float looks like and who's on the float, we can say, and here comes the winner of this category. Sure. So yeah, I think all around that's a great idea, and I think things will go a lot smoother.
And that's good too. So be sure, and we need to get you a winner's list too, as well as Leaf, so you can announce that. I wasn't thinking about that. So
yeah, absolutely. Good. Now, is there, and I should know this, but is there more than one prize? There is more than one prize. Are any of those sponsored? Because I know with the car show, we have sponsored awards. Are there sponsored awards in the parade, or is it just all
just
one
just
group?
General, and it's the first prize and second prize.
Okay,
is what it is, and it's just general. We've got a group of judges. Are you a judge this year?
I'm not. No,
you're not a judge. Okay, we've got a group of judges who will be in charge of that, and their category, you know, prizes.
Okay.
So for different categories throughout the parade.
Excellent.
Different from car show.
Okay. So then the parade gets over. We get a little bit of a break. And, of course, we've got lots of vendors that are always there. And then it gets to be rooster crowing time. So how does that look? What is that? How's that set up this year? We've got the rooster crow and the human rooster crow. What order do we do those in?
Well, we as I recall, and I'm always running sound, my rather than kind of watching what's going on in there, so my mind's a little bit foggy on the order. But it seems like we do the human rooster crow, and then we go into the actual rooster crow, where we've got, I believe, 30 minutes to see which rooster does the most crowing. You know, and they've got their counter that's standing there, and it's a very official, very serious thing. And then we hand out, and I may have that backwards, so if anybody's listening to me
that's
you're
okay.
Thinking, you've got that all backwards, Brian, you're probably right.
Brian's got a lot of things backwards.
I've got a lot
right.
of things backwards. I've got a lot going on. That's why Ryan's coming in. I need a little bit of, and young Ryan's actually younger than I am, so that'll help. I need little bit more youth come in and take the lead on this. So, but that's it. So we do the rooster crow, human rooster crow, and that's a lot of fun. And kids get ice cream, and then we kind of clear from that. And then it's vendors. We have live bands playing over at the museum bandstand. So a lot of different things for the folks to do. We have some nonprofit booths. And I know some of the churches are going to be involved doing
some
things.
We're going to have a booth there for the for the radio station, which is affiliated, of course, with the Lutheran Church here. Mm-hmm. Well, and another thing we probably should mention, if you've been to the music at the museum in years past, it's going to be a little bit different this year because we lost the giant redwood tree in, in snowpocalypse this last winter. So you may want to bring an umbrella or another way or sunscreen. If you were used to being in the shade, there's not as much shade at the museum this year. So I would warn people to bring sunscreen this year or bring maybe an umbrella or something. It was kind of sad to see it go, but and actually it did a significant damage to their new storage building that they had just built out there. I think they've got that all repaired now, though. It looks good. But that redwood tree was the source of quite a bit of shade on those grounds.
And a lot of history with that big old tree.
It's a big tree. I measured it after it came down, and it's nearly 6.5 feet at the widest part of the base. So it was a huge tree. So just thought I would mention that if you're used to having shade there, you're not going to have as much shade this year. So I guess that covers it. Is there any other events on Saturday we need to talk about?
I don't think there's any other events, really. We've got the vendors. We just want to really encourage everybody to stop by the local vendors, support them. There is going to be cooling tents, and we had that last year sponsored by New Beginnings Church. Dean Sturm has a couple of really huge pop-ups that he brings out there, and then New Beginnings puts some cooling, water-type cooling
They do misters and some water bottles to, you know, stuff to drink.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how they're going to do that this year, but great place to go and get out of the heat a little bit. We'll be giving out waters at the chamber booth, and as well as the car show during the day, the chamber will be giving out water. So be sure everybody's listening, come by and grab a water. We want everybody to stay hydrated very well.
And everyone loves their dogs, but try to leave the dogs at home. That's one thing we're trying to encourage people to do again this year is,
Especially because, you know, more times than not, it's really hot on Rooster Crow weekend. And all that pavement and stuff, just not a great place for the dogs. But it's also creates a problem, I think, for other participants, other people that are there. Not everybody wants to be around the dogs for any number of reasons, whether it be allergies or fears or whatever it is. So, yeah, that's a good point. It's not really the best place for to have your dog anyhow. So, yeah, I think we'll try and heed that one for sure. So let's move on to Sunday then. Well, we got a little more time. The car show is Sunday, and that's an event that I've become involved with since last year. I am the MC again this year, unless he's fired me in the interim. But
No, you're still there, buddy. We want you there. You did a great job last year.
I've been working on my playlist of music for the car show. I sort of took on that duty when I took the MC duties. So I dug that out, and I got to add a few because I had to roll it over last year. I was about a half an hour short of enough music. So we're going to add a few and make sure we have enough.
Good.
But I haven't even seen the t-shirt yet this year, but does the car show have a theme or what, or is there anything new we need to know about this year's car show?
No, the car show is still the same. It's still Redneck Rooster Crow Car Show is what it is. We have different artwork for the Rooster Crow and different artwork for the car show. So we're going to have two different shirts that people can purchase at the chamber booth. The car show is going to be a lot of fun. The hot rods and different cars start showing up sometimes at 5:30. Some of those folks start showing up early I'm out at about 6, me and a few others who can get up that early.
Yeah, I think I made it down at 7 last year. I didn't quite make 6 o'clock. But,
you kind of missed that one. But we got cars pulling in early. We're going to limit it to 150 cars this year. We had about 133 last year, and I probably turned away about 20 to 25 cars, people showing up wanting to be in the show. So 150 cars this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be downtown. We're going to block off the roads again down Main and down Depot and right at Broadway. So that'll be really fun. And going to have the Lions Club's going to bring a Harley that they're going to be raffling off. So that'll be kind of neat. They do that, did it last year too, for a charity. And it's just really going to be a good time. So hopefully the weather's going to be nice to us. You know, it won't be too hot. Last year was pretty nice.
Last year was, right on the borderline. It was a little warm, but not as bad as we've had in other years.
We are going to cut it short this year. We're going to end at 2 instead of 3. Just get out of there a little bit earlier. We're going to speed things up a little bit as far as trophies go, and make sure everybody can get out before the, gets too darn hot out there.
Is it too late for us, Brian, to, if people do want to still be a sponsor of a winner?
You can sponsor you can sponsor a car that you like to. We have a $25 sponsorship places where a business or a person can sponsor a vehicle that you like. No certain categories. Just say, I like that 68 Camaro, so I'm going to put my little trophy there, and the owner of that car gets, for instance, Brookdale. If Brookdale wanted to sponsor, then they'd have a little trophy by Brookdale that says that they love their little Camaro. So there's still time for that. We're running out of time. We still have a little bit of time.
And I would tell everybody, if you haven't been to one of our car shows, this is the third year that we've moved it downtown.
Correct.
And I've got to tell you, as someone who had been to several of them in the field there by the school, the downtown is a perfect setting for this. There's no cost to come and look at the cars. It doesn't cost you anything. You can vote if you would like to come and vote. You can vote on your favorite cars.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the vendors are all still set up there. In fact, we encourage you to go, get some food or get some novelties from the vendors.
Yeah.
A lot of them, they start to get a little weary on Sunday and don't necessarily want to stay, and we want to encourage them to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, we need to encourage people, get over there to see those vendors on Sunday too. And in fact, my family, before I was involved with the car show, Sunday was my favorite day to go to the vendors because it was less chaotic with all the events of the parade and the Rooster Crow, and that was a perfect time to go down and take your time and look at all the goods and services that are being offered there. And of course, I'd always, you got to have some ice cream and maybe a hot dog
corn
or something.
Dog,
but
get out there and support those vendors so that they keep coming back to us.
Absolutely, and we'd like to make it more and more, attractive to. Even bring in some new vendors that we're not maybe attracting right now. So, and that's something I know we worked at with the car show even last year.
Yeah.
We did kind of an event with the participants in the car show to get them over to see the vendors.
Yeah.
And so
we're going to be doing that again too.
Excellent.
The poker walk.
Yeah.
Right. What it is. So the car show owners of the cars and anybody else who wants to can go in there. They can buy a card and go in there, and we're going to have cards at different vendor booths and prizes for that. And then you mentioned grand prizes. We're going to have a participant's choice, which all the car owners vote for their favorite car. And then we're going to have a people's choice. So the people walking around enjoying the car show can also vote for their favorite car. So that's always kind of fun. We're going to have some really redneck kind of trophies this year, which will be fun. And a couple of great grand prize trophies handed out. Del Rio is going to be a major trophy a major prize sponsor, as well as Red Dog Pet Food, Pet Supply.
Yeah, our new pet supply store right here in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tim's going to give something really nice too. So some really nice prizes handed out, as well as just a lot of fun gifts throughout the actual event, which you'll be calling out. Whoever's got the funkiest bandana or whatever you're going to choose to do can.
Yeah, we try to have some fun kind of in the in between times, and we'll see if we can do some more of that. Most of that was received pretty well. We had a few complaints because I wasn't loud enough, but which is really I've never heard in my life before, but. somehow I wasn't loud and clear enough at times, so we'll try and fix that this
year.
Try
and yell a little bit more. We'll turn up the amplifiers.
I'll try and enunciate and talk a little slower this year. I guess I was a little excitable last year, so
working on that radio voice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, get that thing going.
I haven't learned yet that sometimes your own voice isn't the best that you. but it's a fun time. I really enjoy the car show, and I've enjoyed being involved in it these last 2 years. And so definitely get out on Sunday. Come on down. It's a lot of fun. And that you mentioned the poker run that we kind of did that to get the vendors more involved. Mm-hmm. But it really was fun. It was fun to kind of track that and see the hands coming in.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be, you know, one of the car owners to participate. We do mm-hmm. sell extra entries into the poker run mm-hmm. or poker walk, actually. Yeah. So come on down and participate in that. It's a lot of fun.
And even beyond the vendors, a lot of stores are going to be open. And if you haven't checked out a lot of the stores in downtown Rogue River, this is a perfect opportunity to do just that, including, like we'd said, Red Dog, a great new pet food store that's right there on
Right there where we set up for mm-hmm. for the car show. They're right there. So, yeah, it's great to have them involved. It's great to have a new business in town that seems to be thriving and,
sure
and giving a service that people really wanted.
Yeah.
So did I miss anything? Is there anything else we need to talk about related to Rooster Crow? We're definitely going to have you guys back, especially as that committee forms and we kind of see where things are going for next year.
Yeah, I don't think we really missed anything, Ryan. I think we covered it. What about you? What do you see?
I think
here?
We covered it. It's coming up. Almost 2 weeks away. It's June 24th and June 24th. Come on down to the community center on Friday night, the 23rd, and then definitely the car show on Sunday.
So get your calendars out. Write this down. Friday night, June 23rd, that'll be the dinner. And what time was that dinner, Brian? 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
And then,
dinner is served at 5 o'clock, so get there early.
Right, yeah, you want to
early.
Be there about 4.
Yeah.
Most people start showing up between about 4 and 4:30. We get a pretty good crowd. They, you know, a lot of great talking and mingling and socializing. So get there early because it's probably going to sell out really, really quick. So.
And that'll be at the community center. Yeah. And then, of course, the parade. What time does the parade start on Saturday?
I believe we're 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yep. And we will be covering that. If you can't make it out to the parade, but you want to kind of hear what's going on and hear Evan and I make fools of ourselves, it's a perfect opportunity. We'll have that right here on 94.3 The Bridge. And then, of course, the crowing competitions. I don't know if we covered what time that starts.
Gosh. You know, I was thinking. I don't remember if that's 2 or 3
You may have
o'clock.
To check your local listings. I forgot to write that down, and shame on me. What a terrible host. But
there's a poster as well. That one's more on me. There's posters all around town. You can also go on the chamber website.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can pull up the posters on that too, which shows you all the different times and events. The visitor center too. Stop by the visitor center right there across from the Best Western. We've got posters up in the window, as well as some great volunteers in there that can help you navigate through the times and what's going on there as well.
Right. And then of course Sunday again, we mentioned was the car show. And what time does viewing start? I know we talked about that, you know, you're out there at 6 o'clock in the morning getting set up, but what time does it kind of officially start or unofficially maybe,
you know,
it is?
We formally start the registration at about 8 o'clock. So, you know, like I said, we were talking about the guys and gals are showing up sometimes at 5:30 with their vehicles, but most of the actual viewing starts from about 8 to 9 is when you can really start kind of walking around seeing cars. We're usually parking cars pretty solid up until 8 to 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then about that time, we really kind of fired off.
So I would say from my experience, an unofficial start. If you're just coming down to see the cars, mm-hmm. You know, probably from 9 o'clock on is best, because then we'll have, at that point, we should have all the cars parked where they're going to be. And it's a pretty, if you want to see a lot of chaos but a controlled chaos, come on down and watch us set up, because it's quite, we've gotten kind of a science to it now that we've mm-hmm. moved downtown and we figured out how to set them up. It's really kind of fun to watch.
You can also help if you'd like to come down and help. We're always looking for
it's folks. Never too late. It's never too late to volunteer.
Right.
We definitely need them for everything when it comes to the Rooster Crow from Friday through Sunday. So definitely let us know. you're looking to volunteer.
Yeah, we can put you to work. There's plenty to do.
Well, and I know last year we needed more volunteers who weren't named Brian. So
there was a few of us. Yeah. Yeah. Between now we've got Ryan.
Now we got a Ryan.
There,
so we're confuse everybody. No, but Rooster Crow is a great event. It's nationally known, which is amazing for this tiny little town here in Southern Oregon. So we would obviously encourage you all to come out. You know, and for my online listeners, if you live out of town, you know, think about coming. Maybe if you can't come this year, think about it. It's a cool event. It's a really fun way to experience the small town living of Rogue River. And we're pretty proud of it, even if we call ourselves rednecks this year.
Absolutely.
Well, Ryan and Brian, thank you so much for joining me today. And,
thank you, Jeff.
I'm looking forward to Rooster Crow this year. I think it's going to be just an awesome event.
It's going to be a great time. Thank you so much.
So we will take a break here, and I will be back. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The State Department says the U.S. respects the decision of British voters in their general election and looks forward to continuing to work with Prime Minister Theresa May. The department is responding to Thursday's election, which returned May's Conservatives to power, but in a setback to her authority without a clear parliamentary majority. She was forced into an alliance with a small party in Northern Ireland. Bill Cosby was all smiles as he walked out of court today, raising his wooden cane to salute well-wishers after the prosecution rested its case in his sexual assault trial. It was a mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by 89 points to close the day at 21,272. But the big news was the Nasdaq's drop by 114 points because of Toxtex. This is SRN News.
Covering Rogue River Chieftain Sports. 94.3 The Bridge.
The Bridge.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimar, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N...
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And I did a little checking during the break, and it appears that the crowing competitions do, according to the chamber website, do start at 2 o'clock. But again, just get down there early and enjoy all the vendors and all of that great stuff. So we've got a little time left in the show, and before we talked to Brian and Ryan, I had been talking about the graduation coming up tomorrow, and so since we've got a few minutes, if anyone has a graduate that they'd like to give a shout-out to or congratulations to or say something about, we got a little time. You can call in at 541-299-0498. Once again, that's 541-299-0498. And if you want to call in and give a shout out to a graduate, I'd love to hear from you. And of course, anytime you want to reach the show, you can message me through the Rogue Talk Facebook page. Just search Rogue Talk on Facebook. It'll come right up. And surprisingly, no one else has claimed that moniker. So, and if someone has since the last time I looked, just do Rogue Talk, Rogue River, and it'll come right up. But you can also send emails to feedback@943thebridge.com. And so we'd always love to hear from you. And if anybody calls in today, I do have some more of the Rogue Express gift certificates that I can give out. So call in and give a shout out to a graduate. So the other thing I wanted to talk about here at the, we got, since we had a little time here at the end, there's no other events I needed to plug really right now. Of course, all the sports are done at the school, with the school letting out after next week is the last week of school. And so I wanted to find out if any of my listeners listen to any of the other shows here on the station. I'm sure I've found a few listeners from people that already were listening to the station, but we have a few people that listen just to hear about the interviews with the folks around town. And a lot of times people may listen just to certain episodes because someone they know is going to be on the show. But I would encourage you to listen to some of the other shows on our station. And now it is a Christian station. It's primarily a Lutheran focused broadcasting, but I enjoy some of the other shows on here, and I'm not Lutheran, but I do enjoy some of the other shows, and I would encourage you to listen. And some of my favorites, of course, probably top of the list would be Once for All, and that is the show that Pastor Gigline has from Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. with the replays at 4 p.m. And of course, that's one of our other local shows. Pastor Gigline is the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church, who basically runs the station here. And on Fridays, of course, I have been appearing on that show. We do a little bit of Pastor Meets Politics and talk about the current events. And those shows, as well as the Rogue Talk shows, are available on our website at 943thebridge.com. So you can listen to past episodes of either one of our shows there. But that's one of my favorites, Pastor Gigline show. Another show that Pastor Gigline participates on is called Table Talk Radio. And that is also available as a podcast. So use your favorite podcatcher. It's a little bit hard to find. There's no artwork that I can tell you what you're looking for. And there's a lot of shows that call themselves Table Talk Radio. But if you search Table Talk Radio and probably put the word pastor in that search, and look for the one that mentions Pastor Wolfmuller and or Pastor Gigline, and you can get that as a podcast. But it's also played on Thursdays from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. So I would encourage you to listen to that show. That's really probably one of my favorites. Very entertaining, very lighthearted, not a heavy, preachy show by any means. They have a really good time, and they have some really fun games that they do. I've kind of gotten addicted to that podcast, so I would encourage you to listen to that. A couple other shows I really like that are on the station, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. is a show called The Briefing, and that's hosted by Albert Moeller. And that's a good example of it is a Christian based show, but he's not a Lutheran. I believe he's a Baptist, actually. But he takes a really good take on the stories in the news and applies them to you know, what's important to Christians, as, you know, related to the stories that are in the news. And occasionally he'll be talking about something that you've probably never heard about, because the mainstream media really has no interest in some of these stories that would be more interesting to a Christian audience. And so I would encourage you to check that show out. Again, that's at 8 a.m. Comes on right after Once for All. And And the other two shows that I enjoy listening to, Issues Etc. It's on for 2 hours a day from 1 to 3, Monday through Friday. Of course, it comes on, it's on just before my show. And so I enjoy listening to that. And they cover all sorts of issues on Issues Etc., which makes sense based on the title. I think you would enjoy that one. And finally, and this one is not for the faint of heart. If you're not a Lutheran, you might be offended by some of the things that are said on this show. I just find it kind of fun to listen to. I'm not easily offended, so that makes it a good one for me. And that would be Fighting for the Faith. And that's on Monday through Friday from 5 to 6. And so those are the shows that I listen to. I'd love to hear what other shows you listen to. On the station. And I'd also love to hear if there's anything you want to hear right here on Rogue Talk. So I'll give you that information. Once again, you can go to the Rogue Talk page on Facebook, or you can email me at feedback@943thebridge.com. If you put Rogue Talk on the subject line, those emails will go directly to me. And once again, I want to thank Brian and Ryan for coming on the show again today to talk about Rooster Crow. And I'll give one last shout out to all of the graduates. And once again, if you're not going to the graduation and you want to get out and have a good time and do some community service, as I mentioned at the top of the show, the Weimer Beautification Group is meeting tomorrow, 8 a.m., at the old Weimer Way Cafe, right there on the corner of East Evans and Queens Branch. So if you're not going to graduation tomorrow, get out and do that. Otherwise, everybody be good to one another, because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge. Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice. 94.3 The Bridge. Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.